Okay, I think we'll see this. There's some very, very fascinating and important points here. Simply so, but one that explains many, many things. It fits with many things. And although it's not the only approach, it's certainly one that's worth being aware of. Okay? The Rishonim discuss what's meant in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Min Aleph, when it talks about Aruka and Ktsara, right? B'shacham v'varach shtayim v'neah, v'ach l'acharev, v'erev v'varach shtayim v'neah, v'shtayim l'acharev, achad Aruka v'achad Ktsara. Makom shom l'harech, ena rashay l'katsar, l'katsar rashay l'harech, l'atam ena rashay shulachtom, shulachtom ena rashay l'achtom. And there are different ways of reading the Mishnah and understanding the Mishnah. But Bichlal, question, what do we mean by Aruka and Ksara? So some Rishonim understand to mean how long it is, right? How many words, with not necessarily a defined number of words, but, you know, the Gadol, whether it's a long bracha or a short bracha. Really? You see anyone who said that? I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm rather sure that but I could be wrong.
No, but like it wasn't a comprehensive type thing. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm not like, just like curious. Like,
So let's give me one second.
No, like it wasn't comprehensive, but we said last year.
If you take a look at Tosa, I think Tosa seems to understand that way. Look at Tosa, Achad Aruka v'Achad Ktsara.
Okay. Oh,
I'm Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph Min Aleph.
Okay.
Tosa, Achad Aruka. I think Tosa is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says, V'teimah d'hashkivim v'nami Aruka harbe. It's pretty long.
Oh, yeah, so maybe we did
do
it last year.
Right.
Because, okay, fine.
Because
he said, okay,
do that.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's definitely Rishonim who understand that way. Again, I don't remember the list of who's on which side, but if you want an example, I think Tosa's an example, certainly, of someone who's talking in terms of length. Okay. But the Rashba comes along and says, Elavada nirat she'ein hakpada beribui hanusach miuto el v'matzeh shetavu chachamim v'hu sheyesh brachot shepotchot bebaruch v'chotmot bebaruch v'hi shenekrei b'chol makom aruka. Okay, so they quote Yerushalmi, right? The Rashba's essential approach, and this is something that we find in some Rishonim and not in others. Right? There's some Rishonim who talk about the precise number of words in Brachot and the significance of them. But the Rashba clearly takes the opposite approach and says that there's no such thing as the number of words, how long, what's long or short, that's not the issue. The issue is the form of the Bracha. Okay, there are certain criteria, there Rishonim point out this is a very small piece of a very long Rashba. I go to great length, but you know we don't really find in the Gemara that the Gemara gives us the text of the Brachot, right? Gemara gives us criteria of the bracha, and that's really the essential point of this Rashba. In other words, that we don't find the text of Birkat HaMazon in the Gemara. What do we find? We find, you know, Kol Shaloh Hizkir, you know, Malchut Beit David, and so on and so on. Right? Criteria, right? That a checklist of factors, and then and that's exactly as Rashba is saying. It's not a question of like, did I add words or subtract words. The question is, one of the criteria of the bracha of a particular bracha is it a what we call a bracha ksara, a bracha ruka, meaning is it boteach and chote and whatnot. Okay. What?
Okay. The other question, because in a sec, if it means, okay, according to Rashba, if Katsar and Arof is talking about criteria, the second half of the Mishnah talks about criteria also. I mean, it says like lachtom in Rashai shalol lachtom, shalachtom in Rashai lachtom, and that seems to be different than laharif and lekatsar.
So it would be, the mission would be repetitive if
according to
all that.
Right. It's a good question. And if I'm not mistaken, again, I haven't seen it recently, I'm not saying I think the Rashba addresses that. I don't remember exactly what it says. But if you look at this Rashba, again, it's a long Rashba, there's a tiny piece of it. It's worth seeing the whole thing, but it's going to take a look at this snippet. It's a good question. That's one of the reasons why some Mishonim think that it's talking about length, certainly. Okay, so that's one thing. Fine. Then the Gemara Lama Dalet. Okay. Gemara Lama Dalet. Yeah.
I think
I mean, that is one thing that Mishnah mentioned specifically, you know, in for example, in Ksuvos, we talk about that issue in Rashi mentions that idea in Ksuvos. Okay. So the Gemara Lama Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara Lama Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says that if a person makes a mistake, this is talking about making a mistake, and we're talking about Shirat Tzibur, replacing, Fulay. But basically, the idea of if there's a mistake in Shemona Esrei, so where do you go back to? So we say, Mehechanu Matchil, Mitchilat Habracha Sheta'a. Right? In the Mishnah on Lamda. Now that's talking about a replacement of a Shliach Tzibur, right? But the basic idea is the same in terms of where a person made a mistake, where they would go back to. Okay? So the Gemara says the following. Amar Rav Huna. Ta b'shalosh rishonot chozer l'rosh. B'mtsayot chozer le'atachonein. B'achron chozer l'avoda. So Rav Huna's principle is that you always go back. There are three sections of Shemona Esrei, as we know, and you go back to the beginning of that section. Right? It doesn't go by individual bracha. You go back to the beginning of that section. If there's a mistake, if you can't pick up from the mistake, it's, the whole section is lost. Rav Asi Amar, that's true by the first and the last. Right? I agree with that. But emsayot in lem seder. Okay, as we'll see, the Machlok Rashi tells us how to understand emsayot in lem seder. The approach that we accept Malacha as the in lem seder means that you don't have to go back to the beginning, you go back to where the mistake was made. Right? To the beginning of that bracha, not to the beginning of the entire section. So we'll see. Rashi has a different approach, as we're going to see. Meitra of Sheshem, Mehechan Ochozer, Mitzchilat HaBracha Shetaza. So we see that you go back to, you see that there is a concept of individual brachod, right? And not just these three sections, but we care about the individual bracha, and that only works for Rav Asi and not for Rav Huna. Okay, as we discussed. So two to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna answered. Amachal Rav Huna. Rav Huna would answer. And Sayot Kulu Chada Birchat Tanya. And what says that Yechozel Tchilat Habrach Shata? It means a section. Okay. In other words, that it's all considered one long bracha. Because it's a series of bracha, and it's really all one bracha. This probably is interconnected with the sugya of bracha smucha chavrita, etc. But, okay, without getting too deeply involved with that, because we have enough to deal with in terms of matbea bracha, which is our topic. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Seder. That brings us to Megillah. Okay. Mishnah Megillah says that according to Megillah, Mafreya lo yatsa. Okay, if you read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze. Now, when you first read this Mishnah, sometimes people have a reaction like, what a strange thing to talk about. Why in the world would someone read, you know, Perek Bet and then Perek Aleph and then Perek Gilead? That's a very strange way to read the Megillah. Why is the Mishnah talking about that? Okay, the answer is very simple, and that this halacha is extremely relevant. Extremely relevant. I'm not saying the Mishnah can't discuss something. It's not, you know, complex. But it happens to be that this is a very, very common halacha. This comes up literally every single year. Right? It comes up all the time. And especially, I speak from a lot of experience, it comes up all the time. Because in a situation where you're trying to get out to Kriyat Megillah, and you're trying to get all the little kids, you know, dressed and ready, and then their costumes and whatever else has to be done, and you know, to get them out of the house, you try to get everyone into the car and out to shul or whatever you're doing, walking, however you're getting there, and as much as you tried, there isn't all that much time. You get there, and they're in the middle of Perek Aleph. You miss the first few psukim, or you miss the first Perek up to Perek Bet. So, what's the easiest thing to do? The most natural thing in the world to do. So you listen from, let's say, from the middle of Perek Aleph, from Perek Bet, through Yud. Then afterwards, you borrow a Megillah and read the beginning of the Megillah. Right? That would be the easiest solution. Or, you're there in Kriyas HaTorah, and all of a sudden, the baby starts screaming. And you have to go out. And you miss Perek Dalet. And you want to read, you know, everything except for Dalet, and then read Dalet at the end. It would be amazingly convenient, to say the least. It would be such a tremendous thing if you could be Kori L'Mafreya. Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
If you hear the whole Megillah Keseder. So it doesn't work. So if you come late or you miss that, you have to read the whole thing over again. That's a huge, that's very, very significant, right? There's not a, I can't tell you how many times this came up. That, you know, this issue of a Kari to Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa. Okay.
Is it the same
with
Kriyat HaTorah? I have no idea. So Simchas Torah, when they were reading Bereishit, so, you know, everyone says in a little group, so I was with a bunch of girls, and like, they all said you had to hear it, right? But I only heard it in the middle of it, so I didn't know if I had to, when they said it again, if I should listen to the whole thing over, or if I could just listen to that in the first half.
I have to start from a whole different question when it comes to that. Because Kriyat HaTorah.
I never go to shul. It's a problem. I never hear Kriyat HaTorah.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
I don't think it's a problem. But that's a much longer discussion.
Sorry, I know.
No. It could well be that we will, you know, discuss that, but it requires a whole discussion in and of itself, to say the least. Okay. It actually involves a sugyan brachot in the first parak, involves a number of things. The first question you have to ask, the first question to ask is whether Kriyat HaTorah is a chiyuv and the yachid a chiyuv on tzibur, which is a big discussion of itself. Okay, but it's not something that, you know, I can answer in one sentence. I could, but it would be chaval, you know, prepared really to. But the basic answer is I don't think it's a problem. Okay, but let's continue. So the Gemara says like this. Minahani mile, right? So what's the basis for this halacha that Kari L'Mafreya by the Megillah is Lo Yatsa? And the Gemara discusses various sources, Kichtavam to his manam, and then we have to add to that, and so on and so forth. Okay. Nizkarim Benasim, and so on and so forth. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana, right? Gemara quotes a writer that says false. V'chein, so too, meaning this halacha, v'kari l'mafreya lo yatsa, is not only true by Mikra Megillah, it's also true by Hallel, v'chein b'kriyat shema u'v'tfilah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hallel minalan, Tzramar adichtiv, mimizra shashavo, Rav Yosef Amar, Zayim Asa Hashem, etc. Okay. and various sources. Then the Gemara continues on Yizayin and Bet Tefila Minalan. The Tanya Shemir Bakuli Histir Shemar Esrei Bracha Lepnei Gamliel Aser Biyavne. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lam Manita Tana Meres Miskenim Vehem Kamen Vehem Tiknu Shemar Esrei Bracha Aser. The Gemara also discusses what the source is for. Which one do we leave out? Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, right, is Vahayu, Bavayatamu, etc. Okay, so we have a source for each of these for halacha. Yeah, a little bit. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, we discussed that a tiny bit. Okay, so the Braita says that just like this halacha of Kaporil Mafrelo Yatza by Megillah, so too by Kriyat Shema, Hallel, and Tefillah. Okay? So the Gemara says. Says Tosfa, I know you didn't get to Tosfa, but we'll just go ahead a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Says Tosfa, Histir Shemon Esrei Brachot, Al Seder, Mikan Kasha Lamash Pirish Rashi Bebrachot. Gabi Emtsayot in Lem Seder, the Pirish, the Im Ta, right, Rashi learns that if you made a mistake in Barech Aleinu, right? A common example, right? You made a mistake in Barech Aleinu, and you have to go back. So says Rashi, let's say you remembered after one of the later brachot, so what? So you say Baruch Aleinu, and then you go back to where you were up to, right? Now you go back to Baruch Aleinu and then continue straight from there. So says Tosfot of Akasha, Deim Kain who Omer Shmona Esrei Brachot Limafreya V'Hacha Chazina D'Shima V'Kulei Hitkin Oto Aseder. Okay. And so there are various kashas on Rashi, right? Various kashas on Rashi, but what Tosfos is basically saying is, what do you mean? Our Gemara says that when the Mishnah is halacha v'akar l'mafrelo yatsa, and the Braita says v'chein, so too we have by Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and Hallel. And the Gemara says, gives us an explanation, Shema B'kuli, etc. So what do you say? That just like Karet Megillah Mefrela Yatza, right? If I miss Perek Gimel, I can't after I finish the Megillah, or at some later point stick in Perek Gimel and then continue on. And the Braita says what? That the halacha of the halacha of Tefillah is like the halacha of Megillah, which means that Rashi's case, what Rashi tells you to do, l'chor, the Gemara Megillah tells you black and white, you can't do, right?
But what does in Tefillah mean?
So I would think that it means just like in the Megillah, you can't do Perek Aleph Bet Dalet etc. You know, Gimel, so too you can't do Bracha Aleph,
right?
If
that's the case, and if you forgot, like, Shema Kaleinu, then you should go back to the first Bracha. Meaning, if it was exactly parallel to Megillah, then...
No, because in the Megillah also, if I am reading through the Megillah, right,
yeah,
and I make a mistake in Perek He, and, you know, start Perek Vav, and then, you know, I'm plowing on, then someone, you know, someone makes their way through the crowd and gets up and says, you made a mistake back here, you have to go back. You don't go back to the beginning of Perek Aleph. You just can't stick it in wherever. But so you go back to the place where you made the mistake and you read straight from there. No? So the same thing by what Tosot says to do by Shemona Esrei, if you did it by Mikra Megillah, that would be fine. What Rashi says to do by Tefillah, if you did by Mikra Megillah, would not be okay. And the Braita says, v'chein.
But wouldn't it make sense if you use the defense for Rav Huna and Gemara to explain Rashi and Rashi, in other words, that really it's just three brachos. So it's...
Yeah.
In other words, so inside the second brachos, But in other words, but it's not. But it's not lafreya because you're still remaining within the second bracha. You're not like
right. That's what the Gemara says.
You're going 1, 2, 3. You're not going like it's
one,
not
three,
like
three,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Blah, blah, blah. So you just have 1, 2, 3. So within two, you can do whatever you want to because.
Yeah, but that's not Rakuna, but yeah.
Because that's Ravashi's point. I mean,
right.
that's how you can explain Ravashi from Ravashi that, like, so in two, you just do whatever, and it doesn't make the difference. It's fine.
Except the only thing is that in Megillah it says, the time Shimon HaMukuli has to your Shimon Esri Bracho, I'll say there. So it's like all 18 brachot are in order, you know?
Yeah. I mean...
Gotta think about this one. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Definitely a big Kiddush, but I
don't
know. Okay. Because the Gemara
says it, so, you know. The Gemara
says what?
That it's
Kula Chala Bracha. No, but... it's more than a different context. It's much in the opposite direction, no? In other words, the Gemara is saying it's Kula Chala Bracha, and therefore you can't begin in the middle. You have to begin from the beginning of the entire section. You're saying Kula Chala Bracha, therefore it doesn't matter where in this whole section you begin, because you can mix up the order of the whole thing in the middle anyhow, because it's Kula Chala Bracha.
Isn't that what we're
saying? I'm saying it's not the same
yeah,
thing. Using it in opposite.
So
realize the Gemara does not apply this to Rav Asi. If the Gemara applied to Rav Asi, you say, okay, it's the Gemara is applying this idea. Lamarck Islay, and so since they're starting from different assumptions, you know, the principle works differently. But the Gemara is only talking about Rav Huna, right? So you want to extend it to Rav Asi, but it's not so possible you can extend it to Rav Asi because your mind is going in the opposite direction. And so for Rav Huna, what Kula Chala Bracha means is that we treat it as if it's all one long bracha, and therefore you can't start from wherever you want. And right? You're thinking it's Kula Chala Bracha, so therefore you can start wherever you want and switch.
And it'll still be considered, but the point is that it's still the Seder, like you're not out of the Seder.
Yeah, now I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying
there's
nothing to it, but you understand why it's a huge Chiddush.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as, you know, like, it sounds first. I have to think about that.
Okay,
so I hear what you're saying. It's something to keep in the back of mind. I think there may be another way of approaching what Rashi says, but we'll see. Okay, so but we understand what the problem with Rashi is, right? Because it's Rashi works fine in terms of sugya and bracha, but the problem that Tosa has is it if you plug in the sugya and Megillah, it's one could even argue that what Rashi says is simpler in bracha, okay? But it seems to go smack against the Gemara, even the Braita, in Megillah, right? So that's the problem we have to deal with. Okay. So Tosa says no. We have to, you have to somehow synthesize and reconcile the two sugyot, right? When you put the two sugyot together, so on the one hand, Ein Lam Seder, meaning that it's not like Rav Huna says that you have to go back to the beginning of the entire section, right? Each bracha stands on its own, and therefore you can go back to where you were up to. You don't have to go Elam Seder, meaning that you don't need the first bracha of the middle section to be followed by the second, to be followed by the third, in order for it to be followed. But it doesn't mean you can go totally out of order and go to Mafre. It means you go back to where you made the mistake. And unlike in the first or the last section, where you have to go back to the beginning of the entire section. So that's how Tosa understands, right? Okay, and that's, of course, how we hold in terms of what this means. And the question is, how did Rashi understand the Gemara Megillah? Right? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. And we will try to address that, as Rashem, tomorrow. There's one more question we want to raise, and then we will stop for today. As Rashem, wrap up this tomorrow, and then move on. I mean, not tomorrow. I mean, the next time I'll share. And then move forward from there. The Gemara Megillah on Yechem and Aleph. Yes, please.
Yeah, when Rav Shishak quotes the Mishnah, is that Mishnah talking about just the bracha and tzayim, or is it talking about all
of So it's presumably talking about the emtsayot. Although, you know, once you take Rav Huna's answer, it could, in theory, be talking about any of them. But certainly the starting assumption of the Gemara is that we're talking about the emtsayot. The reason we're talking about the emtsayot as a starting assumption in the Gemara is because otherwise it doesn't work at all. No,
sorry, what did you say?
Okay, in other words, it says that you're chozer lebracha shetaba, right? So whether you hold like Rav Asi, or whether you hold like Rav Huna, if you're in the first three or the last three, that's not true, right? So the Mishnah doesn't work according to anyone, ostensibly, I think, with our starting assumption, before we get to the Gemara's terrace for Rav Huna, right? But our starting assumption is that if we're talking about the first three or the last three, it just doesn't work no matter what. You know, so the only available interpretation of the Mishnah is to say, according to Rav Asi, and we're talking about the Mil Bracha. Okay, so that we can live with, right? Once you say, the answer to Rav Huna, so it doesn't really make a difference whether you're talking about the first three, the middle, however many, depending on before or after that, right? And the last three. That I think, you know, that's what I would think off the top of my head. Okay, Beseder, one last issue before we pause for today. V'chi me'achar, d'me'av esrim z'kenim, mehem menvim, tiknu tefila al seder. Shimon HaBukuli, my Hizdia. So the Gemara asks, one second, what do you mean Shimon HaBukuli, Hizdia, Lefnei Ram Gamliel? Just Shimon HaBukuli, Lefnei Ram Gamliel. But didn't we say that Ashe Knes HaGdolah were Metakein Shimon Esrei? Right? So Ashe Knes HaGdolah are many centuries before Ram Gamliel. Well, what is Ram Gamliel and his committee, what are they doing here? We already have a Shimon Esrei going back to Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, right? And the Gemara gives a very fascinating answer. Shachum v'chazar v'sidrum was forgotten, and they went back and reestablished it. Very difficult answer, no?
Why?
Because we're talking about Shimon Esrei.
That
everybody, in other words, okay, not everyone knows Shimon Esrei by heart. And I understand there's persecution and there's this and there's that. But again, we're not talking about a halacha that comes up once a year or once every month, even. We're talking about people adopting Shimon Esrei. Okay, I understand. Yosef was Shliach Tzibur, Baki, Eino Baki. I understand all that. But really, there was a problem finding people, you need to re-establish. There aren't people around. None of the Tanam who were alive at that point, who had survived, none of them knew the text of the text of Shimon Esrei. Isn't that strange? I mean, the Gemara says this answer in a number of places. I'm not saying that it requires explanation each time. But some cases are harder than others to understand. Shimon Esrei is one of the harder ones, right? Maybe the hardest one to understand.
I mean, it's not saying almost everyone forgot. Maybe it's just saying it wasn't well enough. I mean, there's a difference between saying that there's barely anyone left who knows it and saying that there's not enough people for our standards.
Right, but that means that... That means that they needed to be mefarsem, they needed to teach, they needed to publicize. But saying that Shimon Pekuli, his dear Shimona Esrei Bracha, Seir B'Yavna, right? That sounds like much more than they, you know, had an educational campaign, you know, teaching people and, you know, making sure they knew Shimon Esrei. It sounds like he's doing something. He's being misaderet. That's not the same as saying, okay, they realized that, you know, that people were rusty on their Shimon Esrei and they needed to, I think, that's at least, you know, why it's, I think, difficult. So something which requires explanation. Ezra Hashem.
Should we finish this
post? I think it's fine. I think you just need to think a little bit about the questions that we raised. Okay, I mean, you can read it through. It will take you 2 minutes, and it's not a big deal. It's only worthwhile. I mean, I'd like to discuss Rashi. Okay, discuss Rashi. How Rashi deals with Gemara Megillah. How we understand the Gemara in Yud-Chet. Okay, and bring it all together. I would add that I think that essentially the answer for Rashi and the answer for the Gemara Megillah are the same answer. It might have something to do with Matbea Bracha. and at the same time, it all rests on another problem with the Gemara and Megillah that needs to be thought about. This little piece of Gemara, Yisayim and Aleph, there is something that is a little strange that requires explanation. And I think that that's the starting point for Rashi and everything else. Be'ezer Hashem, we will address all of that next time. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.